Life, health, home, travel, and more. Life Matters, brought to you by Janice Hartley of Keefe Real Estate, your lakefront and lakes area real estate specialist. Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better. Braden Dental, two generations of dental care, downtown Lake Geneva.
Is the laugh button working?
Good, all right, here we go. In three, two, one.
Life Matters is on your radio, Lake 96.1.
Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning.
You're so happy.
Sunday. Am I happy?
How was the party last night that I wasn't invited to?
Oh, hello. How was your party that I wasn't invited to?
Always awesome.
How weird does that work?
Always awesome.
Was it?
Yep.
Good.
And it satisfies my OCD because every detail of that party is absolutely on point. And I mean every single detail, everywhere you look, every corner of every decoration, every food, every drink, everything is true to the theme.
Down to the T.
Yes. We're talking about the Dreehouse party, the world famous Dreehouse party. And then of course the fireworks are always like that you say, oh my gosh, they can't get any better. And then they are.
And the music right here was synced with the fireworks. So
every year.
Great. Yeah.
The next one of those we have coming up is Lauderdale Lakes was back around the 4th. We have Williams Bay Corn and Brat.
Right.
And then Venetian Fest.
Exactly. Can you believe it? This is the last Sunday in July.
Yeah.
The last Sunday. We have
and we had
more days.
Five of them. So
crazy.
We got an extra.
That's right. Yeah. But getting back to the
party. So everybody got a bonus Life Matters show.
It's like Christmas in July. It's a present for you.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Oh, my gosh. So getting back to the exclusive party that you went to last night. Do you have to turn in your cell phones?
No.
You don't. Okay.
It's just an understanding. It's just out of respect. You don't.
Sure.
You don't take a bunch of pictures of the, you know, it's their home.
Right.
I mean, it's
exactly.
A home of theirs. And so you just, they just ask that you don't, I mean, if you share everything about that party, then you have.
Lose your invite.
Well, number one, you lose your invite.
Yeah.
But you also just lose, it loses some of the excitement because it's not. You know, it's a private event.
Exactly.
And
very true.
They're nice. Right. I mean, they're kind enough to pay the fireworks and the music.
The fireworks.
Yeah. So for the whole community.
Right.
And so but
it's awesome that they do that. Yeah. I tell you,
he's like, an unbelievably generous man.
Very.
He is so supportive for so many causes, and so it's a privilege to celebrate his birthday every year.
And he gives a gift to not only the people that attend the party, but also the community and surrounding communities that they come in to watch the fireworks.
Right.
Pretty. So cool.
It is.
So,
it's very cool.
But I always feel like that it's a huge, like, kind of a celebrity party where it's like Jay-Z and Beyonce, where you have to, like, or it's a white party, like, you have to wear all white or, you know, like, who does that? Oh, P. Diddy. So
P. Diddy.
He has an all white party where he all wore white.
I'm not sure I would compare.
It's cool.
Yeah, I don't think I would compare Mr. Dreehouse to P. Diddy.
No, but you know what I mean? Like just
kind
that
of opposite scopes there, yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. But I'm just thinking like that it's just that exclusive.
It is.
And,
well the Beach Boys
so
played.
So cool.
You know, I think last year Jay Leno was there.
Amazing.
I mean, yeah, he's got some friends, that's for sure.
So I had a party that was sponsored by Chinette. Way opposite ends of the spectrum where it was like BYOB if you don't want to drink what we have. So completely opposite, Nancy. Just, you know.
I'm sorry I missed it.
I know. I'm sorry as well.
I didn't really plan
it like that. It was just the way that.
Oh, yes, you did.
Our weekends.
No.
When my husband and I both have the weekend off, it's like, okay, let's have a party.
Uh-huh.
Haven't had one since moving to Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
So.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You just didn't want me there.
No, we did. In fact, you should have come afterwards.
I know. I thought about
it. Yeah, you should have.
And then you know what I did is I went home and I put my sweats back on.
Oh, like that trumps everything.
Time to be normal.
Completely.
Yeah. So
it does.
We're the life of the party is what we are.
Yeah.
Ooh, sweatpants.
Get home and get into your comfies after a fun evening.
It was fun. Always an honor and a privilege to be there. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
But today we have the honor and privilege of having two really cool guests.
We do.
We have Seal Bona. She is a poet, written a book, it's not self-published, but published a book of poetry, and she teaches some creative writing classes, and she's got some interesting things to say. And so we have her here this morning along with
Twin Lakes PD. Rex.
Officer Rex. Officer Rex drove Officer Joe here today.
We'll find out how that works. I'm not really sure.
Well, about this time last year, we talked about raising money for to acquire a canine for the Twin Lakes Police Department. And that was a success. They have the dog, Rex. And so we are back in. Joe's coming back in to check in with us and to talk about this year's fundraiser, because obviously there's ongoing costs and expenses with that. And so Joe tries to get those covered without too much of the taxpayer, even though this is a huge, huge asset to the community of Twin Lakes and the surrounding communities. Coming up right after this, Seal Bona, right here on Lake 96.1. And we're back here on Life Matters on this fine Sunday morning. They're all fine.
They sure are. Right. Summertime? Are. Absolutely.
I know. Very interesting guest we have here with us this morning. Seal Bona joins us. She's an author. She is she's just published at the age of 83. Am I supposed to tell your age? Well, it's in your stuff, so I can't.
I think that's a mess. It's amazing that I published at age 83.
Great.
This is true. I'm amazed.
Seal Bona joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Very well.
Good. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So it's called Tilt-A-Whirl on the Farm, and this is a collection of poems, not your entire collection, because you said you've been writing for your whole adult life at least.
Yes. This is called a chapbook.
Okay.
So they're short. Oh, 30 poems.
Right. 30 poems. And so what made you finally decide to publish at age 83? I mean, did you cross something off your bucket list there?
Well, I didn't think of it as a bucket list thing, but I've published in journals throughout my life, and I've, participated in open mics and slams. And many people, including other established poets, kept encouraging me to publish.
Sure.
And so finally I just decided, well, I'll do it. And then the big part was that a good friend helped me find all my poems. They were, scattered in different files. I'm not good at administration at all.
So you're not alone.
No, they were lost, with the computer, they were lost in different files and in my paper files.
So you pull them out and you decided to go with it. And so, but going back to, long before this, you have also been teaching other people to write creatively.
Yes.
And one of the things we talked about before we came on the air was that it's so important for people to be able to express themselves positively, productively. It's really a mental thing. It's not just for those who want to perhaps publish a book. It's just in general a way to release. And
absolutely.
So talk to us a little bit about some of the creative writing classes that you've done previously.
I teach a method called Writing the Natural Way.
Okay.
And it very simply shuts down the logic, the left brain, and releases your creativity, your right brain. It's it's a form of free writing, you would say, but it works in a particular way, and it just works. It's amazing. I had one student who came. Well, she was 83, which I am now, but this is like 10 years ago. And I thought, why is she here? And she was very successful as a voice teacher and in Winnetka. And she was raised in a very strict religious home in Wheaton, Illinois. Long story, but anyway, her mother was so strict. One example is Anna Marie had a beautiful singing voice, and around age 5, they had her sing a solo in church, and her mother made this beautiful red satin dress. And when Anna Marie came home, she went around the block and showed all the neighbors this dress. And she came in the house, and her mother wanted to know what she was doing. Her mother took the dress and cut it up.
Because
that was vanity.
Oh.
So that's the kind of... And Anna Marie wrote, a book.
Put her feelings out, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure that releases a lot of different feelings.
But... there were also, like with so much, there's good and bad. Her mother did the best she could since she was a single mother in, the 30s.
Sure.
So Anna Marie wrote this book, and my gosh, she went through till she finally came out at the end of it thinking, yes, her mother did the best she could under the circumstances.
Right.
It was a whole revelation to her.
Right.
It was almost therapeutic.
Absolutely.
Well, that's kind of what I was getting at, is you see so many people these days and they're expressing themselves, and that's lovely, but it's not very productive. It's angry. It's not really going to get you anywhere. It is even, can be a little bit, embarrassing once you look back and see what you maybe said or wrote. And so there's a method to putting your words on paper, putting your words into a speech that is therapeutic. It gets out what you want to say, but yet it's again more productive, or
it conveys a message,
motivational
through the words that you put down on paper.
I have to say though, method is a kind of a scary word to people when they set out to write.
Yeah.
If they have to do it a certain way, they get very frightened. So but it is a method that I teach, but it frees people. They don't feel that pressure. I've got to do it this way. They can do it. Whatever comes out.
Well, wouldn't that be the way you would do it anyway? I mean, I would never have thought that there was a different, quote, method to doing it.
Didn't you have a method in college, the five paragraph essay?
Right.
Which is very different from writing freely.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, that to me is more form, I guess, when I think about it. But maybe I'm thinking about it differently because
You're here. You're a creative person.
Exactly. And you are a beautiful writer as well.
Thank you.
And you also write copy for almost all of our spot commercials that we hear
there.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, and there's
a
method to do that. You're right.
There it is. You're not a beginning writer. That would be too much to explain this morning.
All right.
I did a workshop at the Lake Geneva Library a week or so ago.
Oh, really?
And I will do another one there sometime using that. And it was, 10 or 15 people, and they all got it right away.
Right.
Interesting. You'll have to let us know when that comes up again.
You wanted to talk a little bit more about the Lake Geneva Library as well.
Mm-hmm. Alicia Hines is... I forget her title. She does programming.
Right.
And she has a writer's workshop every 2 months.
Okay.
And then she also has a poet. It's called Poetry by the Lake, and they meet once a month. So you can bring your work there and read aloud and share it with other people. It's very congenial, very low-key.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It's wonderful. And she provides prompts. She's excellent.
Right. Yeah.
She could be a really... She is a good teacher.
Sure, sure. Now, one of the things that you have coming up is you have a workshop and you're going to a senior community.
Yeah.
And we talked also a little bit about the importance of preserving our history. And, I have a real beef with knocking down statues because they're, quote, offensive or whatever. I think that when you get rid of the visual things that remind us of even things that we should never, ever, ever do again, that's wrong, that we should not be trying to erase history by doing that or change history by doing that. And I think that when you, again, you take those visual statues, for instance, away, you tend to, you know, it's out of sight, out of mind, and it should never be out of mind that these things were tragic or horrible things that happened, even though they were horrible. You still need to have that. You still need to understand those things to move forward. And one of the things that you're doing is going to the senior community and teaching them, you're going to help teach them to write their memoirs.
Yes, I am.
I think that is so incredibly important that we get this history from our elders.
They write their personal histories.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's important for their families.
Yes. It's important for their families. Yes. I think it's important for everyone because there's always lessons. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so tell us a little bit about that. When you were telling me that, you're looking very forward to that one.
I am. They just gave me the gig yesterday.
So yeah. Yeah.
I haven't thought that much about, but I've taught that for years.
Yeah. What's different about writing your memoirs than just writing poetry or something? I mean, because it's so much more personal.
Poetry is a craft.
Right.
I mean, for me, poems come in, they fly, you know?
Like sure.
I feel like the best thing for me is the first line appears. I had a professor who used to say, you get the first line and you hang the rest on it. Well, you do hang the rest on it, but then the craft comes in. You know, you do know forms and, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, the best thing for any, I think, writing literature, is reading.
Sure.
And I've read all my poetry all my life. So that's how it's, you know,
right.
A craft comes in if you're writing a novel, if you're writing a poem. But if you're writing memoir, you're free to
right.
go.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, there's no structure. Unless you want to do a literal one, you know.
Right.
Starting with age 10, that.
Right.
Which can be boring.
Right, right.
It could be good, too.
I mean, listening to those stories in that manner is boring. I like it when it just the memories just come up. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're right. It's the same thing.
Exactly.
I applaud anybody who encourages and, you know, helps to motivate people to do those things because that is just so imperative mm-hmm. that we know our history in order to move into the future because there are lessons that we can learn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know my grandparents, for instance, we were talking about both my grandfather served in World War II and they would not talk about it like all of them, like none of them talk about it. And the small, tiny bits and pieces that we could get them to tell us, mm-hmm. We cherish. Because it was a huge part of their lives, huge part of our world
right.
history.
Absolutely.
And so you know, it's almost like I want to thank you for going and encouraging them, you know, on behalf of their families, too. Because, yeah, I hope that they sit down and again express themselves that
And
way.
I know they're looking forward to it. Also.
Oh, I bet.
Oh,
yeah.
I bet so.
I bet. Yeah, because you know,
learning
once they
experience number one, and to open up your mind like that, and to even remember, you know, how are you going to have them start? Where does one start doing something like that?
They put a word in the center of a circle. I give them a prompt, and then they're
really?
Supposed to let their mind go.
Wow!
And keep the pencil on the page. And it only takes like 5-10 minutes to do the first, what they call a cluster, what is called a cluster.
Uh-huh.
Anyone who knows mind mapping, it's very similar to that. And then they write a vignette off of that.
Aww.
And it's all writing very fast. And people are usually amazed at what comes out.
Uh-huh.
They don't
right.
expect it.
Well, and then that memory triggers another memory that
mm-hmm.
triggers another story.
That's
that
right.
triggers another.
Exactly.
And so it just, and I bet that some of those people
mm-hmm.
just being triggered to recall that information,
yeah.
you know, probably makes them feel wonderful. And so it seems like there's a lot of win-wins to that.
Yes, there is. I'd like to tell you a little bit how I got into graduate school when I was I was 48.
Oh, yeah.
And I was sitting on the pier in the Lake Geneva Beach Association, and I was reading The World According to Garp. And that's the story of a writer within the novel. I didn't know I was going to do this. Now, I've been, you know, a poet for a long time already. And I just stood up on the pier, closed the book, and said, I'm going back home, and I'm going to go to graduate school in a writing program. And it was just like, pow.
Just like that.
Yes, yes.
And you did it.
I did it. And I had three kids, and I was working part-time as a reporter. You know, so I had a family. And
right.
So I went to the University of Illinois Chicago because I could get a train there.
Right.
You know, it was easy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the program for writers at the University of Illinois Chicago.
Right. And the rest is sort of history.
Yes.
Except for today when we're here.
Right.
Now, you're going to read this poem. You're going to read, which one are you going to read? Are you going to read No Peas?
I'll read No Peas, please. But I'd also just like to say one of, I just feel really happy. I graduated from Marquette undergrad, Marquette University, Milwaukee. And they've asked me from their, what is it called? The Center for the Advancement of the Humanities.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give a reading and a book signing there.
Oh, that's awesome.
In October. Fantastic. October 4th.
Awesome.
Great. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, before we read this, where can we get the book? Amazon.com?
Yes, Amazon.com.
Okay. And it's called Tilt-A-Whirl on the Farm. It's 30 of your most favorite, is that fair to say, of your most favorite pieces of work? And then, now, can we expect another book from you sometime?
I have no idea.
Maybe.
Maybe so.
I think so, yes.
Oh, good.
Well, Seal, go ahead and read No Peas, please.
Okay. What page did I say that's on?
Oh, that's on page 9.
Okay.
Oh, here, I have it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. No peas, please. No peas, please. Oh, yes. No, I won't eat peas. So sit there then, young lady, till you do. Past dishes, past the kitchen floor swept, past Fibber McGee, I sit. Past the house going dark, except this room. Everyone in bed, just me and the peas, and one chandelier still up. I sing to myself to bite back. I'm not afraid of night. The dog down on the landing snorts in her sleep. The furnace clunks. Father's voice, distant, says, "Oh, Christ." I gentle the plate aside, put my head on my arms. Past midnight, mother steals into the kitchen and removes the plate. Oh, for God's sake, go to bed then. Even in my grogginess, I hear the anger gone. In the morning, I see the peas in the garbage. No one mentions them.
See, that's just, and that's, again, a beautiful way of just reflecting on your, obviously you don't like peas, is that about you?
Well, then I didn't. Later on in life, I said to my mother, why didn't you tell me they were so good?
Seal Bona, thank you so much for joining us this morning again. Tilt-A-Whirl on the Farm, poetry by Seal Bona, is available at Amazon.com. And I would assume that, I don't know about you, but I'm going to be watching for another book when you're, I don't know how old you'll be, but.
I think we'll see another
Hopefully. One.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes. You're listening to Life Matters. Coming up, Rex is here.
Rex.
Do you remember Rex?
I do, yeah,
definitely. We'll introduce you to Rex right after these messages, right here on Lake 96.1. So excited about our next guest.
Oh, so am I.
I know. Rex is here.
Rex, you might be able to hear him.
Right.
In the background, actually.
Right. He's chewing or something. I don't even know. I can't see him, so I don't know what he's doing, but.
He's got a treat bone.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
He's busy.
He's going to town on it. Rex is the police canine for the Twin Lakes Police Department, and I don't know if everyone remembers, but about this time last year, maybe, I don't know, a year and a half ago or so, we talked about fundraising so that the Twin Lakes Police Department could acquire this dog. Now, Rex drove Joe Patla with them. Hi, Joe.
Good morning.
I did see a picture. I know Rex drives the car. I know he does.
He's got a valid license.
He does, yeah. Valid license for
valid,
something.
Valid, not expired.
For something.
License and registration is all good.
So welcome this morning. We are so happy to have you here. So it's time to fundraise again. How's Rex doing? Let's talk about this first. How is Rex doing for the department?
He's been a great asset. Another piece of the puzzle that's made us a little more successful with what we've been trying to do.
Sure.
He's been great with community events and also improving some of our crime issues that we had trending.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not the end-all, be-all. He hasn't been the sole cause of our reduction in some of the stuff, but between our actual village board members and our administration and our officers actually putting boots on the ground and making a stronger effort, he's just been a piece of that that's been able to help reduce some of that.
Sure. Well, people certainly, when they hear a canine dog barking in a car, I think that their demeanor and willingness to cooperate would change based on the fact that they're fearful that you might actually open that door.
Right.
Does that ever happen?
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you, he barked earlier here out in our green room, was like we like to say.
Scared the wits out
of
us.
Whoa, he's got a deep, meaningful bark.
Mm-hmm. Right, so Rex is a dual-purpose canine, meaning he can, he's a narcotics dog, and he'll also do tracking, and if we have to send him after a bad guy, he'll do that. My ultimate goal is not to ever have to go after and get the bad guy, but it's already happened well over, I think we're up to 12 or 13 times where we consider a non-contact apprehension, meaning the person we were dealing with gave up as a direct result of him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's found a violent domestic abuse suspect. He was hiding in the basement, and officers were there for an hour, couldn't get him out. We had another guy with violent felony warrants that ran from us, and we were just about ready to send him in, and the guy ended up giving up. And we've had other people intoxicated and wanting to challenge us who have just given up. And ultimately, it allowed us not to use any force on him. And that's the goal, just to get him to comply. So it's been a great asset that way, too.
I mean, haven't they said we didn't want the dog to we didn't want to get caught by the dog, so just take me. Seriously, I can't imagine how scary that is. Like, I wouldn't even want to be one of the guys in training, like your son-in-law, Melody, you know, all wrapped in, you know, bubble wrap and tinfoil and metal and shark cages and everything, and have the dog come after me. That's just scary. Because when they work, they're on point.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also tough to measure some of the aspects. Like, we had a large burglary trend going around our community, not necessarily in Twin Lakes, but the outskirts of Wheatland Township and Salem Lakes and whatnot. And we didn't have any in the village of Twin Lakes. Now, is that because people knew we had a dog and didn't want to try it? Is it because they know our patrol strategies have increased and we have a different kind of presence and patrol method? I don't know. I would like to think that has something to do with it. And it's a proven fact that there are some people that don't want to come and commit crimes in towns that have this kind of asset to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly easier. I don't want to say easier. It's certainly because crime and solving and just your jobs are so hard these days. It's just so much different. I mean, we learn so much from Tom Giovannoni, the former Lake Geneva Police Department, retired Lake Geneva Police Officer, that, the beginning of his career and then the end of his career were so unbelievably different with regard to great things like technology and you know, better ways to do their job. But then it's also attitudes and everything that's so much different. And I think that you're right. I mean, it seems like Rex does things like helps with your job, helps do the hard part of your job, but also enhances the easier part of your job, which is greeting people and making kids feel better and you know, to kind of the community relationships. And Rex can help build those.
Absolutely. He's done that almost on a daily basis. I usually get some sort of questions from people or kids that want to come up and say hi. We've had some traumatic calls for some kids that I've been able to bring him out. And you can see he'll go from being in a squad car and thinking that, you know, he sounds pretty mean to he's in here chewing on a Nyla bone.
Right.
Have
a great afternoon here. Great morning, I should say, here.
Yeah. As I was telling you before, we had that three-year-old kid who we thought was missing, and he was all upset because the police were there, and I was able to bring him out, and he turned from frowns to smiles and petting him, and Rex is licking his face. So it's a nice light switch he has, and that was a big goal for us to try and get this kind of dog.
Exactly. Yeah. Is he on 40 hours? I mean, does he work a full 40-hour
week?
Like
all the time with you?
Like with you? Like, I mean, I'm sure you probably maybe work more than that, but what is his typical day and week like?
Almost any time I'm in the squad going to work, he's with me.
He's with you.
So that varies. And then also he and the patrol car come home with me because we're kind of on call on a 24/7 basis.
Sure.
So, you know, crime doesn't have really a set time or parameters in that respect. So sometimes the phone rings and, hey, can you come in real quick? Or, hey, we're going to be here a while kind of thing. So.
Well, and that was one of the things that we talked about when we first talked about the Twin Lakes Police Department getting this dog is that the mutual aid that you can, you know, for you know, your adjacent municipalities, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, you've done things with Rex here in Walworth County, even though you're in Kenosha County. You've done things with Rex, I'm sure, elsewhere in the county. It's not just for Twin Lakes. I mean, this is a much bigger community, so to speak, that Rex helps us, Rex helps cover.
Right. Walworth Sheriff has two canines, mm-hmm. and if we're doing a school search or we have an event going on, sometimes having many dogs will get the job done within a short amount of time, mm-hmm. so that's an asset to it. But yes, it is a big partnership. It's kind of like the fire department,
right.
where if you need help, you call it, because there will be times that I'm not available and maybe Walworth County Sheriff is, or
right. mm-hmm.
Maybe City of Burlington, something to that effect. But yes, he's been out here in Lake Geneva, Elkhorn. We've all been up to Whitewater,
mm-hmm.
Down to Spring Grove, Illinois, Burlington areas in Racine County, and our own Wilmot High School right next to us. So
sure, sure. It's just, you know, like you said, it's just an unbelievable asset. And then Rex is fun.
He is. And he's
is
beautiful.
Fun.
How old is he?
Yeah, he is gorgeous.
He turned 2 May 1st.
Did he
Aww.
Really?
Aww.
Yes.
So how many years will he be able to work? Like, what's the average, do you think?
Average service life for a dog is 7 to 10 years.
Wow. Okay.
It all depends.
On their health, for one, but...
Yeah, like Westoe Chevette is our veterinarian for him. Dr. Lux has donated all her services for him, so we take her recommendation on what he needs. So some things as far as joint medication for his hips to start at a young age, because
right.
in and out of the car,
mm-hmm.
bouncing around, training, he's doing stuff a little bit more often than a regular house dog would, or
sure.
maybe never
oh,
at
absolutely.
All.
Absolutely. Sure.
And then as far as his food... that comes out of any donation that anybody makes to us, because it costs about 50 bucks a month to feed
mm-hmm.
them.
Now, see, I would have thought it was more.
Can somebody just drop that food off then?
Or do you have specific food that you buy, like that's
that you request for Rex?
We have a specific food that the vet recommends.
Right. Okay, sure.
It's nothing over the top. It's a Purina brand. For him, that seems to work pretty well, and he eats about 6 cups a day, 6.5 cups a day.
Wow.
So, yeah, being a working dog, and he does get exercised every day,
mm-hmm. sure.
so it's he definitely burns through the calories. And
what about ongoing training? Do you have to continue to train him, or does once this you know initial training happens, is there anything that you add to it, or how does that work? Are they just, like you said, he exercises every day, and I'm sure he practices what he's already learned, but is there anything new that you would have him do?
It's the maintenance training. We do about 24 hours a month. Sometimes that's a full 8-hour block with a neighboring agency.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we go back up to the kennel for a day just to make sure things are going well, or usually at least a half hour a day or something. I try to at least work with them, either obedience, doing a track, doing some narcotics work, things of that nature.
Right.
So we do something every day like that. It's always ongoing.
Practice.
I bet he's very excited to get up in the morning and walk out the door with you. Because I think, because I think it's his job, just like you have your job to do. And he probably looks forward to that, I would think, you know,
yeah.
every daily.
Right.
He can tell when I'm getting ready, when I start putting on
yeah.
the uniform and he hears certain clicks and buttons snapping. And then I come downstairs. When you whistle, yep, and I'll just tell him, hey, do you want to go to work? And all of a sudden he'll stop and he gets all excited. He'll start jumping and out to the car we go.
I saw a video on Facebook the other day of an officer who had a canine and the wife was... the wife was videoing it. Did you see this?
I did.
And the dog went and laid next to the car, but he wouldn't get in the car. And the officer's like, come on, it's time to go to work. And the dog just looks at him like, yeah, I'm not ready yet. Yeah, I'm not ready yet. And I can't remember how the video ended. I mean, the video ended with the dog getting all excited and going to work. And I can't remember what the guy did to do that. But it was like, well, you know, dogs are just like people sometimes. You just got to wait for a minute. They'll do it. It's not like he was going to lift this 200-pound dog or whatever
right.
it was into his car. But he and the wife was just giggling because, you know, she's like, oh, he just doesn't want to go to work. He wants to stay home with mommy.
Right.
So, but he got up and went. But I would imagine it's just like, I mean, he's your partner. So you have to, both of you have to learn your person, the other person's personalities and, you know, accommodate that sometimes. And it's, I don't know, but it also seems like a lot of fun.
It is. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of responsibility. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's with me more than I probably see my wife.
Mm-hmm.
So, but so with that dog, but that video, she's great with it. Thankfully, she's been very tolerant of it. Yeah. Otherwise, this whole thing wouldn't work that well.
Oh, no, not at all. Do you have kids?
No kids, just horses.
Oh, just horses.
Just horses.
Oh,
horses and Rex.
Horses and Rex.
How does Rex do around the horses?
Well, we have a big Percheron, so he's the size of a draft horse, of the size of a Clydesdale.
Wow.
So he didn't really know what to think when he first saw him.
Uh-huh.
And then the Appaloosa and the paint, I don't think he had seen a horse before he came over from Europe.
Yeah.
Because he kind of stood up and then looked at me like, holy cow, Dad, what is that?
That's a big dog.
Wow.
Right.
But, yeah, it's like, okay, haven't seen you before, but.
But he'll run up, sniff, play with him, run around.
Right, just like a kid.
Very cool.
Just like a kid. He seems very like good-natured, and I'm sure that that's the kind of personality you have to have. They have to have that switch that you flip on and off, because I wouldn't imagine that you could have a dog that's in automatic work mode 24/7 that you have to take home with you, because that seems stressful for the rest of the world that you live in.
Yeah, it all depends on what you want for your community, what that dog's going to do, because there are dogs that are, I know, down south, way down south, that are strictly apprehension dogs. The only thing they're doing is going out and getting bad guys. So those dogs are geared a little bit different. But yes, the light switch is what we needed with him, is what we wanted, because I can't have a dog, our community can't have a dog that's not social like this.
Yeah.
But you got to find a fine line where they are social but can still do their job and know when they need to do it.
Right.
Isn't that amazing, the training, for, like you said, for the just different areas of the country that are solely apprehension, which I didn't really realize that they're trainable like that, you know, so it's interesting. But
I have a really bad, are they border collies? No, never mind. It's a really bad joke.
And that,
not unheard of on the show. But you know where I'm going. Anyway.
But that video ended.
Oh, how did the...
That officer ended up having to scratch his belly.
That's what
for a few seconds.
Aww.
And then he finally said, okay, Dad, we'll go.
That's what it was.
The old belly rub.
Yes. Yes, but it was hysterical. I mean, it's just...
And the
wife is just giggling.
Cute.
She's like, look, he won't do what he says. It was hysterical. But, all right, so it does cost money to feed and train and keep Rex available to the community and keep Rex the asset to the community and surrounding areas that he is. So we have our second annual canine golf outing ready to go. Talk to us about that.
So Thursday, August 23rd, out at Hawksview. It'll be our second annual. It was about last year this time I was in here and we were trying to get this thing going.
Mm-hmm.
We had a phenomenal turnout. We've had great support from the community, not only within Twin Lakes, but also surrounding areas. Mary Brennan, a local realtor, ended up purchasing our squad car for us.
Aww.
Dr. Luxa with Stowe Chevette ended up donating all the services for his care.
Right.
If we go on vacation, Shell Ray, Pet Chalet down there will also let him stay there for free.
Right.
And then I know Lake Geneva Ford had sent out a crew of people to come golfing and helped contribute that way.
What a great community.
I know I'm missing a few in there, and I apologize, but there have been a lot of people that have helped make this thing a success. So, but yes, we're continuing to do this because, like you said, it's about $50 to $60 a month to feed him. He goes through a lot of toys for his reward. We still need to acquire some training equipment, which can be up to a couple $1,000s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, always something.
Is there ever the possibility of Twin Lakes having a second dog, or no? Do you need one? You wouldn't really need one once you have one, right? In that size of a community.
Well, it's possible we may add another one before he retires. So you don't have
overlap.
A distance without it. You might have some overlap. It's always a benefit to have more than one at times, because if for some reason I'm not available, we have one at a direct disposal.
Mm-hmm.
But again, with that mutual aid thing, we can always call a different agency at right. certain times. It all depends what our needs are going to be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We've used him a lot more than I thought we would.
Really?
I think we definitely had a justification to sure. get a dog. And the question has come up, how come you just don't use others? Well, we use them almost on a daily basis for something.
Yeah.
And that's how you make a measurable impact, not borrowing one here and there. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely.
We'll have to see, and we'll see where that funding goes. And that's ideally what I'm doing for the long term is still
well, that's what I was thinking, is
putting
is
a little
is,
bit here.
Yeah, this is also a little proactive because you said, you know, the average is 5 to 7 years for, you know, Rex's career, mm-hmm. so to speak. And so that's not very long from now. And once you've started this program, you can't, like, the Twin Lakes Police Department should never ever be without a canine again, because now we have it, we need it. Mm-hmm. It's, and I say we because I live very close to Twin Lakes, and so I'm just assuming that you will
it
use
benefits
it in Silver Lake
then, right.
if we need it. So it just, but we in the community, you know, now we don't ever want to go without one. And so it's not just, we're not just talking about, you know, we're trying to feed Rex today, we're also talking about, you know, again, 5 years down the road, 7 years down the road, we need to have this money ready to go to continue this program and have the money today to make sure that Rex has everything he needs to continue the program. Because I believe that canines in the community, just at schools and events where, again, you're trying to form a relationship or trust with children, is an immeasurable mm-hmm. value. There's just, besides the crime, I get it. They chase bad guys. They knock right. them down. Bad guys don't want to hear the bark. Bad guys are afraid of dogs. I get that. But just, you know, the scared children, the children whose parents do not encourage them to think of police officers the way that they should, which
exactly.
is with respect and admiration. And I just think that having the canine in the community is just something that we should never, ever, ever let go by the wayside. And all you have to do is go and golf. I mean, this is not rocket science to support this community entity that
right.
we have
go
created
and have a great
here.
Day.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, and it's at Hawksview. I mean,
beautiful.
Please. And August 23rd. There's whole sponsorships available. There's cart sponsor is available. And it's only $100. And you get 18 holes. Oh, you're going to Como Crossing, which is a 5-star rated course. You have covered golf carts with GPS. Electronic scoring, so there's no cheating.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, that's not awesome for me.
Oh.
I need to be able to write my score down.
Well, we still can. You can do
I don't
that.
Count
I'm
well.
Sure that. I'm
Actually,
sure
it's
that
just because I don't
that.
Play golf at all.
But also, if you don't golf, join for the cookout buffet.
Right.
So that's
and it's just $20
too.
A person, and all of it goes toward raising money to help continue this canine program for the Twin Lakes and surrounding communities. And it's just, this is a no-brainer. This is an absolute no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You can go to our Facebook page for more info. And like you said, it's only $100, the golf, for the 18 holes and a dinner package and a goodie bag. We could always use a few silent auction or raffle prizes if anybody's willing. And it was a great time last year. Hawksview did a phenomenal job for us, and then the support was just wonderful. And just I think the big thanks goes to our community and our board and whatnot, because if it wasn't for the community, this wouldn't have happened.
Sure.
Exactly.
So. Sure. No, that's absolutely true. And yeah, it takes great support from the community and understanding of exactly, again, you know, how valuable having Rex around.
Now, will
is.
Rex be there at the golf outing?
Yes, Rex will be there for a little while.
We're so in for sure.
Yeah,
he's going to come and pet us.
He'll definitely be there. Golfing is going to kick off at noon. It's a scramble format. People can come register at 11 o'clock. So he'll be out there to kick everybody off, and he'll be on the golf cart coming and visit for a little while. Because, again, with his kind of temperament, we can do that.
Yeah.
And like I said, he's been out at...
That's super.
Yeah. With some of the community things real quick, he's been good with a Special Olympics. They have a basketball tournament out at Wilmot High School. He went out and played with them and
aww.
Letting them pet him and take pictures. He's been to some of our local schools, events, carnivals, Lakewood 5K, things of that nature. So you'll see him out and about.
Oh, yeah. Now, so you knew I was going to ask this, and we'll get back to the golf outing in a minute, but you knew I was going to ask this. How was Country Thunder?
Ooh, yeah.
It was a little quiet this year for you, wasn't it?
Thankfully, the last couple of years it has been somewhat tame compared to 3 years ago when it was extremely hot. that was a summer I had never seen it so busy out there.
Really?
So the village, we cover a lot of the roads that surround Country Thunder, and the sheriff's office takes care of the actual grounds. Mm-hmm. But again, still with all the traffic coming through and people walking, it's a very busy time, and we work really good. Close partnership with the sheriff's office. Sure. And it makes things go as smooth as possible.
Yeah, as possible is the key word there, because, you have a lot of, I don't know, they're just, my thing about Country Thunder is that nobody, like if I go to the Walmart, if I wear a bikini to the Walmart in Lake Geneva, I'm overdressed. Just saying.
So my muumuu was completely overdressed.
Oh my gosh,
that day.
That's like winter clothing. What are you thinking? Your muumuu, you don't wear it. Please don't wear it.
No, I didn't.
But I'm going to send you somewhere if you...
Send me somewhere.
Anywhere. Maurice's somewhere. New clothes for you
joking,
if you're wearing muumuus.
Sure.
Don't wear a muumuu to the golf outing.
No. No, I won't.
Okay.
No.
So it was pretty tame this year. It was... Don't wear a muumuu to the golf outing.
It's always interesting to see what new inventions they come up with and how to engineer different devices for their vehicles and campsites and whatnot. So it's always interesting to see.
It's Confederate Flag City.
Oh, I
for a couple days. That's
it's
for sure.
Interesting watching.
Put those
for sure. People come in.
It's people watching. Yeah,
it is. People watching and vehicle watching. Which isn't that weird. You know, I mean, like vehicle watching, seriously.
Can you imagine? Like, this is why I can't be a police officer, though, because I have so little patience for stupid. That's the ultimate people watching job.
It really is.
I mean, that's all you do, right? Is watch people.
Well, he's deciding on how to answer that. There's a little bit more involved, but...
Well, yeah, but I mean, you got... That's...
It is.
You're looking for activities, problematic activity. But
right.
People cause problematic activity.
Right.
Yeah, thankfully, everybody is trying to get into the venue. So most of the time in the beginning of the day, everybody's pretty cooperative, pretty mm-hmm. respectful. But towards the end of the night, when everybody has definitely had a few drinks in them, that's when it gets real busy for the sheriff's department inside, and then when that overflows, mm-hmm. and you have those people walking on the highway, and it gets a little
very
busy.
Dangerous.
Mm.
Walk, you know, so
just there <It's>, people watching.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
I feel like they want to talk, want to say something, but trying to not. Like,
it's
just trying to find some appropriate adjectives,
right? Exactly.
That are good for the radio, but busy is definitely a good one.
Busy, so. Busy's tame. Joe, you know what? We completely applaud the work that you've done, because it is a personal commitment to have Rex, because Rex goes home with you. Rex is 24/7. Rex, you know, and it takes a lot of training with you personally, with the dog, without the dog, I'm sure. And so the fact that you've made this commitment to the community is huge, and we thank you for that as well. And anybody who likes to golf and this is a no-brainer.
It really, really is.
This is just a no-brainer. Hawksview Golf Club, Thursday, August 23rd. Tell us where, again, they can find registration information or how to get in touch with you guys.
You can go on our Village of Twin Lakes Police Facebook page. You can go on the Village Facebook page. My contact information is listed on there for email. And even my work phone number is on there. You can get a hold of me via text or leave a message, and we'll find some way to get back to you.
Awesome. We'll also put this on our Facebook page as well. And
we'll be sharing it on Facebook, and then we'll put it on our website page.
Yes, absolutely. And be a beverage sponsor. You're looking for those as well as golfers. So.
Absolutely. We had a pretty good turnout last year. We had, I think, almost 60 golfers. We dropped the prices down pretty much to where they need to be, so we can just keep a maintenance fund.
Sure.
So that's kind of where we're at. And, I appreciate the thoughts and compliments, but I think most of that goes to our community for supporting this program and mm-hmm. getting it through so quick. Our donors and sponsors, as well as anybody who's thrown, a quarter in or written us a check. There's some private donors that I'd like mm-hmm. to acknowledge, but they don't want it.
Right.
But we do thank you. And as well as our village board has been phenomenal with this whole thing. Our administrator, our chief, and command staff, as well as our department members. So it's truly community-wide and department-wide function. Mm-hmm. So I'm just the guy with the leash.
Oh, hey. Well,
more than that, that's for sure.
It takes the village to do all of it.
Absolutely.
And, yes, and you're right. You're absolutely right. If everybody's support has been instrumental mm-hmm. in all of this and will continue to be. So we thank you in advance. We thank you for what you've done in the past and hope to see everybody out golfing for the K-9.
Yes.
The K-9 golf outing.
Thanks for having
me. Oh, well, thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Rex.
Thanks for having us in, and hopefully we have good weather that day again. And come out and meet Rex. And if you don't, $20 will get you some dinner and the access to the silent auction and raffle prizes.
Wonderful.
Yes. Yes. Wonderful. Awesome. Joe, thank you so very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me back. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Coming up next, Don't Even Get Me Started. Maybe we should have Joe stay for that.
I think we should.
No, he probably shouldn't.
Probably shouldn't. No.
You can listen when you leave. Okay. Coming up next on Lake 96.1. Now for another edition of Don't Even Get Me Started.
I think we should just do a song with that name.
I think the whole show should just be that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things.
What do you have?
Hey, let me tell you though, first real quick, an update on my lovely and kind skincare lady.
What?
So
is this
I wasn't gonna mention her by name.
I know I hesitated right in the but
so now it's I'm checking in with you. How do you like your stuff? Do you need refills? Blah 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 blah. And I said, oh yeah, it's working great. And I really feel like this problem area I had on my forehead is just looking really good. I'm really happy. And she goes, you're not worried about your chin?
Oh no, she didn't. Oh no. So then you're like automatically, what?
Back to the drawing board.
What product does she have specifically and exclusively for your chin?
I'm not buying anything else. I'm over it.
But your forehead does look nice.
I know, doesn't it though?
It really
does.
Well,
it's huge. It needs to look nice. No, yes, it is. My forehead's like 3/4 of my face. I look like Beavis and Butthead.
You do not. I'm telling you this.
I can see it in the mirror. Anyway.
Oh, you need therapy. That is so not true.
I need
you
therapy.
Are like the tiniest.
Well, that's
you
not
are
the
so
only.
Tiny and you do not.
I know, because I'm all forehead. Trust me.
Don't even get me started with your forehead because it's not
true.
You're
not worried about your chin? God.
I would be like, what's not wrong with
my chin? I know. Do I was need like, what? I just smacked the microphone. Yeah, so whatever.
That's a good one starting off with Don't Even Get Me
She's
Started.
Awesome.
Our
She's awesome.
Next door neighbor.
She's going to go
hilarious.
And say,
I'm going to tell you.
When she is hysterical, but I'm not sure how good of a skincare salesperson she is. Although
she is doing it.
She's getting me to buy because now I'm all guilt ridden about my chin.
Are you on the regiment yet?
I am. I have been. What? And I'm very happy with it.
Yes,
it's just that
I know.
I'm not so happy with my consultant. She's mean.
Oh, I should tell my sister's a consultant in Iowa. So I don't see her daily so that she doesn't tell me about my chin. I'm sure that she would probably say
it's
something.
A cutthroat business, man. My mom tried to get me to buy from a consultant down in Florida. She's like, oh, well, I have a girl. I'm like, well, I got one. She's great. She's fine. Wow, she's so mean to you. I'm like, Mom, she's one of my best friends. It's fine. She's always mean to me.
That's what best friends are for. That's what best friends do.
Even Peggy's like,
everybody has a girl.
Do you need a new consultant? I can find you one down here in the villages. She's 97 years old. She looks like she's 80.
She has fantastic skin.
Right. No,
there's
Mom.
There's nothing wrong with her chin.
Don't need anything from the villages yet. Thanks. Got my AARP card. That's as far as I'm going right now.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's
how about fun. Here's something you'll never catch me doing.
Mm-hmm.
Working out naked in the Planet Fitness.
What is going on with this naked man? I can't even. Mm-hmm. In New Hampshire.
He said he thought it was a judgment-free zone.
Can you imagine they're bright and early? I don't know what time he was there, but
I'm just picturing this early in the morning. You're there before work. Just want to try to get your workout in. And all of a sudden there is a naked man stripping in front of people. Doing.
And they
you go ahead.
What was he doing?
Yoga poses.
So it was the yoga pose, like downward facing felon.
I'm going to say downward. No.
No. Ew. Can you imagine?
No.
Like the cops are probably standing there going, please. Why am I starting my day like this? What did I do?
Right.
Because they don't like to encounter naked people.
We should have asked.
I mean, gloves don't do it.
We should have asked Joe about this.
What would you do? How would you handle
say
this?
Rex.
Send in the dog. That'd scare the guy. He'll never be naked again.
Did you know this, though? According to the Planet Fitness website, the chain promises, listen, a judgment-free zone where members feel comfortable regardless of their fitness level. It doesn't say clothing level. Doesn't say clothing optional. It says fitness level. It's not a clothing free zone.
Otherwise known as weight.
Right.
Dude, not length, weight. Put your clothes on. You want to speak in my way? We're all going to starve to death. Nobody's going to need Planet Fitness anymore because the government is recalling all this food. Did you see all these things they're calling?
Oh, my gosh.
Hungry Man TV dinners, Goldfish crackers, Honey Smack cereal, Ritz crackers, Swiss cake rolls, Taco Bell salsa con queso.
No.
Raw turkey. Oh, you go crazy on queso.
I didn't
queso.
Know that.
Pre-cut melon, lettuce, eggs. Like, what is the...
What is happening?
What in the world am I going to eat?
What was the first one that you read?
Hungry Man TV dinners.
TV dinners. And Goldfish?
Nobody's going to need Planet Fitness because you're all going to have
all gonna
the...
We're all going to be starving because...
You either can't eat it or you're going to get so sick you'll lose weight.
Salmonella.
So. Salmonella, E. coli, whatever poison.
Everything.
Whatever. It's all in your food.
I'm just going to... That's why I like to stay away from lettuce. Now there's another reason.
Can't eat salad.
I don't want the Nella. I don't want any, salmonella.
Right.
I just shortened it to Nella.
Nella.
Oh, anyway. Do we have
We're all
going
to starve. I don't know. We never keep track of time. You want me
really
to keep track
quickly.
Of time now? I'm going to need it. I'm going to need more pay.
You know, last week we went over.
last week. Last
every
year.
Week, every week. Really quickly, did you hear about this Egyptian zoo?
Clearly not.
They denied painting black stripes on a donkey to make it look like a zebra.
I did see that.
But
I didn't read it far enough.
They did because
when it rained,
turned back into a donkey. Like on a personality complex. I mean, to be a donkey, to begin with, I know that they're good for some farms. They do ward off certain animals and that type of thing to help sheep. But then you have to go around acting like a zebra.
How do you even act like a zebra?
And the picture
fruit
stripe I saw
gum.
The guy.
Did they at least paint it black and white and not, blue and white or yellow
and
white?
There was one picture that they caught it in between where it was still brown and then and half brown and, the stripes, brown and white. It was
What's
sad.
The reason? It was sad donkey.
He's gonna
What's
need
the
therapy.
Reason for painting a donkey like a zebra? They just can't get a zebra at their zoo?
I didn't know that they were extinct.
They're not.
I know. So I don't know why they just couldn't trade out something. Hey, I'll give you a donkey.
I'll give you a chicken
zebra.
For a zebra. I give
There's
you chicken.
April the giraffe who's now pregnant again.
God, they're overrun with giraffes. You want to talk about a huge waste of work time. Holy cow, I'm really upset with April. Do not put that on the internet again, please, people. Do you know how much productivity was lost in the United States?
Well, that's because these websites were saying, it's going to happen any minute now.
And then it was like 4 months later.
And 4 months later, right. 7 months later, she's still pregnant. That was the longest pregnancy ever.
Well, they're long
anyway. Feel bad for her.
Feel bad for her? How about all the employers in the United States that walk around and they're like, turn off the giraffe.
April's doing it again.
Great.
She was, yes.
Good spring to look forward to again. Great.
It will be. It will be. I know. It'll be next. Yeah. I don't know when she's due.
Yeah, because they're like
I'm
pregnant
assuming,
for like 5 years or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, something like
Their
that.
Incubation period is horrific.
Ew.
I don't know what it's called. I look like a vet. All I know is.
No, but
is
you
that
did stay at a Holiday Inn. You did go to a great party last night.
I did. Right. So, you know. So, well, clearly I have a clue.
Oh, one more little thing here.
Oh, no.
Just a sentence. Toads are being stolen from a conservation area in Arizona. Wildlife officials suspect the thieves are planning to use them to get high. They lick them.
Ew!
Isn't that horrible? Yeah.
Ew!
I know.
You lick the toad? Toads.
Don't even get me started. How nasty.
Like, how many times do you lick a toad before you
get your...
Is it like a Tootsie Pop? Because that's 76, by the way.
Is it really?
It is.
But these are...
Toads, and they're alive.
They're alive.
How do you ask it? Like, do you want to be... Are you ready to be licked now? Like...
This is taking a turn for something. I'm not sure. But the toads apparently contain a hallucinogen similar to... DMT.
What is DMT?
I'm not sure. That was just what was on my notes. Again, we should
incomplete
have asked,
information.
We should have asked Officer.
Oh, yeah, because hey, if I lick a toad, we'll invite him back. I'm sure he'll come back for that. He'll be like, ladies, I've had enough of you.
Just come out golfing.
And Rex is not willing to come back either.
Oh, what a beautiful dog.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
We were blessed to have and are blessed to have him in our area, as well as all of the other canine units.
I know. And the police officers in general. And our hearts obviously go out to Milwaukee.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And, you know, second tragic death of a police officer in the line of duty in, 3 months or 2 months or something. So, yeah, that's absolutely terrible. So it makes you thankful to have the people like Joe and the rest of our Lake Geneva community, Walworth County community, surrounding areas and stuff that we have such good relationships with and love so much. So
absolutely.
Yes, definitely that. But I don't know. I have a frog or a toad or something that lives
just leave
underneath
it alone,
my
Nancy.
Deck. I'm not supposed to lick him?
No, leave him
Got
alone.
It.
Live and let live.
Next time I'm having a bad day, he and I are getting...
All right, just
no,
don't,
we're not.
Don't hunt down a donkey.
Shot a jack is so much easier. And no, people, please stop painting your donkeys. For the love of God. I don't know. Coming up next, more music. No toad licking.
Have a great Sunday.
On your station for summer fun, like 96.1.